Today's daf is Ksubas daf Nun Vav. We are holding on the top of daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We were in the middle of discussing the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that when a man adds into the Ksuba, Tosefes Ksuba, he's only doing so if there's going to be a Nisuin. But if the marriage ends before a Nisuin, so there's an Umdana that he never would have had in mind to marry you. So we discussed Umdana yesterday and whether Paskening like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is necessarily taking a stance on whether we generally follow Umdana, and we concluded that everyone follows Umdana. It's just a question of what the Umdana is over here. So we're going to start today by discussing whether we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how we hold La Halacha. Then the Gemara is going to talk about when the Chiyuv Tosefes kicks in, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Is it from the time of Chuppah, or is it from the time of Bia Rishona? Then the Gemara is going to have two explanations why Rabbi Yehuda would allow writing a Shovar for a Ksuba, receipt for a part of a Ksuba, because that's the next part of the Mishnah where we spoke about how Rabbi Yehuda says a woman could say it's kabalti machmana, and then the Ksuba will just have $100, 100 mana in it, we'll have 1 mana in it. So why it is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could write a shovar for a Ksuba, even though for a regular chov, Rabbi Yehuda holds one is not allowed to write a shovar. And also, by Ksuba, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow for a verbal tanai, even though it's a davar shebamamon. And most of the time we would normally say by a davar shebamamon, a verbal tanai would be enough. And we're going to discuss it tonight on other elements of a marriage, on she'er, on ksus, on ona, whether one can make a tanai that he's not obligated in those things. And Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us that the Rabbanan sometimes are extra strict on dinim derabbanan, more so than on dinim da'araisa. Chamasu chizik ledevrayim yoser mishel Torah, and we're going to give the exceptions to that rule. When the chacham are not asu chizik ledevrayim yoser mishel Torah, there are three exceptions to that rule, and the Gemara is going to conclude with a discussion of Rav Meir holds he can make it tonight to get around a Chiyuv Derabbanan, but not to get around the Chiyuv Ksuba, because he holds Ksuba is Da'araisa. It's going to be one of the major Maramakomos about Ksuba Da'araisa, and whether you could be Matfis Metaldolin for a Ksuba, and whether that plays into whether Ksuba is Derabbanan or Ksuba is Da'araisa. So we had that earlier in the Masechta, the discussion of Ksuba Derabbanan, Ksuba Da'araisa. It comes up over here again. So we are holding four lines from the top of the page on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Again, we're discussing the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that the Tosefes Ksuba only kicks in if there is Nisuin, but if there's never Nisuin, then there's no Tosefes Ksuba. Yasser Rav Chanina Kamed Rabbi Yanai V'kamar Halach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Chanina was sitting by Rabbi Yanai, learning by Rabbi Yanai, and he said that we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amr Lei, Po Kri Karech Levra. Ain't halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He says, no, get out of here. You can't teach that here. The halacha is that we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi says in the name of Rabbeinu that we do paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Who is Rabbeinu? So Rashi says one word, Rav. Rabbeinu is Rav. Says Tosos Pirush Bekuntros Rabbeinu Rav V'kasha. Dim kein tikshim hachot is time the Rav who damar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. In yesterday's daf, we had a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Nasan, and we knew that Chad Omar halach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'chad Omar ein halach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the Gemara tried to figure out based on who holds it, Umdana, and who doesn't hold of Umdana, which is the one that holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which is the one that doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, asks Tosfos if we have explicit in this Gemara that Rabbeinu holds that halach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What was the discussion in yesterday's daf, whether it's Rav or Rabbi Nasan who holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? It's a davar pashut that it's Rav that holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So it doesn't seem that Rabbeinu is Rav. So says Tosfos, lekach nira de Rabbeinu Hainu Rebbe. Rabbeinu is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's a reference to Rebbe. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi. How is Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, who's an Amora, quoting Rebbe? Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi Dahacha, who Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi Akadmon. Tosfos does this all the time. We had it several times in this Masechta already, where we have problems with the name of an Amora. How could it be? Generationally, it doesn't work out. And Tosfos says, there are two people by that same name. name. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi was a name of an earlier Amora and a name of a later Amora. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi that we're referring to over here was Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi the Kadmon, Shaya Talmido Shal Rebbe, who was a Talmud of Rebbe. Gedarmin in Parakira, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Pamachas Nechnasti Achar Rebbe Lebeis Amerchas. And we have this, that this Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi comes up in Masechah Shabbos, where he describes how he was Nechnas Achar Rebbe Lebeis Amerchas. That's the Sugyan Shabbos Daf Mem, where the Gemara talks about bathing on Shabbos and bathing on Yom Tov, very important toasts over there that relates to the halacha lemaisa, what's considered shavu l'kol nefesh, whether a person is allowed to bathe bizman hazeh on Yom Tov, why a person could not be rochets kol gufo on Yom Tov, but the gezeres habalanim. So it's a very important sugya, but one of the details we sometimes miss in that sugya when we do the sugya is that it happens to be Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi who says that I followed Rebbe lebeis amerchatz, and that who are your rabu shal rab? This Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi was Rav's Rebbe. Das nil Rav Kchal parakol abasar in Maseches Chulin. He taught Rav all about the halachos of udders of a cow, whether what the halachic status is and how to kasher it. Umidos beparakamocher esfina, and he taught about the things in parakamocher esfina and the parakamocher basra. So we have this Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi who is a Rebbe of Rav and a student of Rebbe. So that's what he must mean. Mishum Rabbeinu must be the name in the name of Rabbeinu Akadosh in the name of Rav Yudah Nasi. So that's who said the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Amr Rav Nachman back in the Gemara. Amr Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel halacha Rav Lazar ben Azariah. Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel says that we paskin like Rav Lazar ben Azariah. Rav Nachman didei Amar. Rav Nachman himself, not when quoting Shmuel, when saying his own opinion, says that we do not paskin like Rav Lazar ben Azariah. But the Nardai say in the name of Rav Nachman that we do paskin like Rav Lazar ben Azariah. So we have a lot of opinions one way or the other whether to paskin like Rav Lazar ben Azariah or not. But then the Gemara tells us, V'yafal gav dulot Rav Nachman, even though Rav Nachman let out a curse, va'amar, called Dayana didotin Rav Lazar ben Azariah, hachi v'hachi ta'avi, that anyone, any dayan who passes like Rav Lazar ben Azariah should suffer X, Y, and Z consequences. Afilu hachi halacha k'Rav Lazar ben Azariah. Nevertheless, we still paskin like Rav Lazar ben Azariah. V'halacha l'maisa k'Rav Lazar ben Azariah, and halacha l'maisa we say like Rav Lazar ben Azariah. So apparently, the Gemara says explicitly that even when a chacham is so serious about his psak halacha that he's willing to curse anyone who doesn't paskin his way, we could ignore that. It doesn't matter how strongly he voices his opinion, and even if he attaches a curse to it, that's not something that we are that we're achray for. We just have to paskin the halacha the way we see it. There's a Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat and Siman Kuf Nun Vav where he quotes a Maharik, where the Maharik says about a psak halacha about a certain issue. V'lo yachlok al zeh ki im ha'ikesh v'psalto asher lo yeda v'lo yavin v'lo higia lo ra, that no one would argue on this unless they're a total fool and they don't know how to paskin the not higia lo ra. So Beis Yosef writes, Beis Yosef disagrees, of course, with the Maharik, and he says, Afal pi shehifris harav al amida, even though he gets very excited about this, to protect this shita and to say that anyone who argues is wrong. Lo emna b'shvil zeh milichtov hanir ali. Beis Yosef says, but Tori hivel umar anitzarech, I have to say what I think is the correct halacha. Shemaleches shamayim hu. We have to take the job seriously of paskening, so we can't just be intimidated in psak by strong language. If you believe what you hold, you have to say what you believe, and you have to hold that way. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf and Beis tells us that in Ner Shachore Adelas Poseach V'Noel Kedarkov in Kavsa Kavsa. If you have a candle behind the door, you could open and close the door on Shabbos, and if the candle gets extinguished, it gets extinguished. Layit Allah Rav. Rav curses anyone who said that way. So Ravina said to Rav Acha Brei D'Rav, V'Amri L'Rav Acha Brei D'Rav L'Rav Ashi, My time alayit ala Rav. The Gemara discusses why did Rav curse anyone who holds that way. Is it because it holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Dabashen Meskavin is Aser, and V'Tana Katani like Rabbi Shimon, and here was a Tana saying like Rabbi Shimon that Dabashen Meskavin is Mutter. So, but just because someone wants to teach like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, Rav is going to be liet, he's going to curse anyone who holds like Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara said, no, be that because he holds that Abaha Filu Rabbi Shimon Moda, because it's the din of Psik Reshe. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Poseach Adam Delas, Kenegan Madur B'Shabbos, Layit Allah Abaye. And you have all these cases of layat ala rav, layat ala abaye. So the Sefer Yireim writes on that comment, on that Gemara of Abaye, that layat ala abaye, that anyone who's posech keneged madura, says the Sefer Yireim, v'yeshlochosh l'kilalas chacham. If Abaye issued a curse, we have to be choshesh for a kilalas chacham. We have to worry about a kilalas chacham. Rav Yosef Engel, Gileonei Ashas, on that Gemara points out, it's a very strange comment of the Yireim. What do you mean yeshlochosh l'kilalas chacham? It's true that the Gemara Makos Tavir Aleph says that kilas chacham afilu bechinam iba'a, afilu al tenai hiba'a, that when a chacham gives a curse, even if it's bechinam, even if he doesn't, if it's not for a good reason, even if it's al tenai, this curse is still going to be a binding curse. That's what the Gemara says by David and Achitofel, that David, when he was karashisin, when he was digging the holes by the Mizbeach, where the place that the Mizbeach was going to be, there was no Mizbeach obviously in David's time, where the Mizbeach was going to be, saw that the kafa tahom, that the depth started to rise and it was going to flood out the entire world. And he said he didn't know what to do. Is he allowed to write the Shem Hashem Achaspa on a shard and throw it in and stop the waters from rising? So the Gemara says that he said, anyone who knows the halacha of here and doesn't tell me is going to be cursed. And Achitofel knew the halacha, and Yichanik Begrono, David said he should choke to death. And Achitofel knew the halacha and told him the halacha, but still he was Yichanik Begrono. He still suffered that end, because Kilas Chacham Afilu Al Tanai Hiba, even Al Chinam, it doesn't make a difference whether it's for a good reason, for not a good reason, whether the condition is fulfilled, not fulfilled. The power of the klala of a chacham. But says Rav Yosef Engel, that's when it's a real klala. A layat Allah is not a real klala, meaning just because someone says strong lashon in an argument in halacha, it's clear in our Gemara, not that way, that you're allowed to paskin against him, even if he says a strong lashon in an argument in halacha. So why is Sefer Yireim saying that we should be choshesh for shitas abaye just because he got so excited about it that it was layat Allah? And we have Tosos, Balei Tosos, right? Tosos says early in this Masechta that by Pashut Rav Achai, remember Tosos discusses who's Rav Achai? Is Rav Achai Gon, or is it an Amora? So he says some wanted to suggest that it must be Rav Achai Gon because you have a lashon describing his statement that you don't have by other Amoraim. You don't have Pashut Abaye, Pashut Rava. You have Pashut Rava Chai. So then Tos says, nah, that's just by each Amora. They have their own language that they use. There's Megadif Bar Rabbi Avahu. You don't find Megadif Bar by other people. Tahi Bar Rabbi Yochanan. Layit Ala Abaye. Those are just languages that describe their shitos, that these people were very, these particular Amoraim were very excited about their shitos. But it doesn't mean that it's mamash akil aschacham that you have to be concerned about. Very difficult comment of the Yireim that we have to be choshesh for such a kil aschacham. It's against our Gemara. Bayi Ravin, nichnas al chuppa v'lo nivela mahu. What would be the halacha, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it's only at Nisuin that the Tosefes kicks in? What if you have chuppa but not bia? Do we assume chibas chuppa kona or chibas bia kona? Is it the chibas chuppa that's kona that allows her to acquire that tosefes? Or is it the bia that allows her to acquire that tosefes? What if you have one without the other? Now, our Gemara talks about one without the other. If nichnas al chuppa, you have chuppa, but you didn't have bia. It does not discuss what about the reverse. What if you have bia, but you didn't have chuppa? The Maram Shif raises that suffix. What if the Baal is boel arusaso without chuppa? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Tosefes is only al menas lekansa. What's the din over there? You could say you could hear two sides. Says the Maram Shif. One could suggest that wasn't a suffix in our Gemara because in that case it's clear that there would be Tosefes because chibas bia is vaday kona. Rabin's whole suffix is can you have enough chiba without bia? But bia alone, that for sure, that's the highest level. That for sure would be kona. Rabin's whole suffix is only if you have just chuppa. Or you could say the lahabach. You could say that even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the lokasla ella al menas lekansa. He means dafka if you're kansa lechupa before the bia, but the bia beiser that he's not giving her tosefes for bia beiser. He's giving her tosefes to live married life together, not to have a bia beiser. That's the suffix of the Maram Shif. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes the chibas bia alone is vaday kona. The whole suffix is only by chupa, like the first tzad of the maram shif. So that's the question. But our Gemara's question is if you have just chupa without the bia. So what's the answer? Says Gemara Tashema. Ditani Rav Yosef shalo kasav la ella al chibas laila harishon. Rav Yosef explains what is the reason for Blazer ben Azariah that only if the marriage reaches Nisuin does the Tosefes kick in, because he is only writing her that Tosefes for the chiba of the laila harishon. Well, Iam Ripishlam chibas chupa kona. If you need chibas chupa, hainu damer laila harishon. That's why it says the first night. Eliam chibas bia kona. But if it's chibas bia that we're talking about, bia b'layla rishon isa mikan ve'iluch lesa, is bia only necessarily on the first night? Bia very often doesn't even happen on the first night. It will happen on one of the subsequent nights. So how can we emphasize dafka the first night? It's not really about the first night. It's about whenever the bia happens to happen. So ve'elo mai chupa. So what? You want to say that it's on by chupa? Well, that doesn't make sense to say laila harishon either, because the word rishon may make sense, but the word laila doesn't make so much sense. If you're talking about chupa, chupa b'layli isa, be a mamalesa. Is chuppah only at night and not during the daytime? Why would it say laila harishon if it means chuppah? So we're stuck either way. The word rishon doesn't make so much sense if we're talking about chibas bia. The word laila doesn't make so much sense if we're talking about chibas chuppah. Says Gemara l'taymech, bia b'layli isa, bia mamalesa. And does the word laila make so much sense if you're talking about bia? Can bia only be at night and not during the day? Hamarava imayu b'bayisaf el mutter. Even though typically speaking, the bia should be at night, but the halacha is that if you're in a dark house, if you darken the area, even during the daytime, bia is mutter. Talmud Chacham is mafilo b'taliso. Talmud Chacham can darken the room with this talis, and that's enough, and they can have the bia even during the daytime. So the word laila doesn't fit bia so well either. And Sigmar Halo Kasha, or Acharaka Mashmon to bia b'laila. But the normal thing is that bia is at night, so the word laila does fit bia fairly nicely. It's true that it's possible that it would be mutter to have bia during the day, but the word bia makes more sense at night. El chupa kasha. But if you can say it's chupa, then you have a difficulty. Why would it say night? Chupa doesn't have to be at night. And so Gemara chupa nami lo kasha. Given the stam chupa la bia kaima, since chupa is supposed to lead to bia, or acharaka mashmalan de belayla. It's telling me the derech eretz that it's done at night. That's the normal way that the chuppa is done at night. So a couple of things over here. Maskaras haGemara, is chuppa done at night or is chuppa not done at night? So Gemara seems to be saying that orach ara, that it's the derech eretz that or the normal way of doing things, that chuppa is done at night. So the Maram Shif says that maskaras haGemara, the derech is that bia is belayla, but chuppa, it's not necessarily the derech that chuppah is benight. It's orach ara. That's a little different than any sort of strong statement that chuppah should be at night. Even though it says the lashon orach ara, it doesn't mean chuppah kipshuto. It means the bia is belayla. So we typically have chuppah sometime right before the bia, but lav dafka that the chuppah has to be at night. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that it sounds that from our Gemara that they would make the chuppah at night, because that's the pashtus of the Gemara. The Gemara says since chuppah is supposed to lead to bia, and bia is at night, so it's orach ara. He says it also sounds that way a little bit from the fact that the Gemara says sof chuppah is tchilas bia. The Gemara says no chav zayin amin aleph. So in Rabbi Kiveger in a tshuva says that there's a minig in kama makomos to delay the chuppah until night and to dafka be mekadesh b'layla, and he says davar zeh in lo yisod barishonim lo ba'achronim. He says such a minag has no yisod whatsoever. In Shulchan Aruch and Avnei Ezer in the Ramban Kuf Chaf Gimel, he says in legarish lechadchila b'layla, that dafka gerishin lechadchila, we don't do gerishin at night, because gerishin is considered din. You need a beis din for gerushin, but kiddushin chuppa, that's not a din. So they ain't done in belayla. So anything that requires a din, anything that requires a beis din, we don't do at night. Rabbi Kiveger brings a raya that kiddushin works at night, and vade b'shas adchak, if it's nimshach ad alayla, we would certainly be allowed to, because even get we'd be mekel with b'diavet. So for sure, kiddushin we would be mekel with b'diavet. There's a chuppa sabach that says tadafka to chuppa at night, but many places had a minag not to do at night. many places had a minhag dafka to do at night. Some suggest that the reason they had a minhag to do it at night was nothing to do with our Gemara, nothing to do with din, nothing to do with bia, nothing. The reason that some had a minhag dafka to do it at night, to do the chuppah at night, because tachas koch ve'ashamayim, that there is a siman it's a siman tov, the Shulchan Aruch says, to dafka hold the chuppah underneath the stars. That's why at wedding halls, when they make Jewish wedding halls, they always make with a skylight that they could always have underneath the stars. It's a minhag yafa, it's a minhag that we try to fulfill. If you can't fulfill because you're in a hall that doesn't have such a thing, okay, so it's not the end of the world, but it's a minhag yafa. So maybe that should dafka be at a time where there are stars out, because it's a minhag that was puravu, like the stars. The Shara Mishpat in Hilchas Gerushin quotes from the Panim Meiros that Chad Surmi Rabbanan said that Ein Mekachinisha Belaila, because just like Ein Mekachinus HaChodesh Belaila, so to not Mekadesh in Isha Belaila. And the Panamira says he doesn't know what in the world that has anything to do with anything. What does Mekadesh HaChodesh Belaila have to do with Mekadesh Isha Belaila? He says Ein Lo Sharish, there's no such din that Ein Mekachin Isha Belaila, because Ein Mekachin our minhag, because we do either one. Some people get married in the daytime, some people get married in the nighttime, some people are just makbid not to do during Ben HaShemashos, because then it causes all sorts of issues with dating the Ksuba. They get confused with dating the Ksuba, but we do either one. So that's one issue over here. The other important issue over here, what's this din? Ravashi is not sure. Nichlas al-chupa. Oh, actually, next. That's the next shayla. By Ravashi, nichlas al-chupa pierce nida mahu. Back in the Gemara. So what if she was nichlas al-chupa, but then she became a nida? So it wasn't a chupa that could have led to bia. Imtim tzlamar chibas chupa kona. Chupa dechazi lebia, aval chupa dechazi chazi lebia lo. Odum lo shna. If you say chibas chupa is kona, does it have to be a chupa that's roi lebia, or could it even be a chupa that's not roi lebia? So we don't know. Teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. So several Rishonim write over here, the Rush, the Rif, that since this suffix is not Nifshat, so this Chuppah is not Kona. But there is a major discussion in the Shonim what halachos Rav Ashi was not sure about over here, whether this chuppah is kona or not. Is this dafka a suffix about Tosefes Ksuba? That would this chuppah create a chuppah's nida? Would it create Tosefes Ksuba, or is it a dinin whether it's a valid chuppah at all? The Ran quotes from the Rif and the Shita Sarambam and the 10th Parak of Hilchos Ishos that the suffix is about everything, all the chilukim between Erisin and Nisuin. Does this create Nisuin? Once we pass the Nichlas al Chuppah Pirsanida, is Eina Kona, is because a woman is not Roy Labia, so Chuppah Shainer Labia is not Kona at all. Not Li Yorsha, not Li Tamela, nothing. None of the advantages, none of the benefits, none of the normal halachos of Nisuin would kick in, none of the Tanai Ksuba. She's an Arusa, she's simply an Arusa. It's not a Chuppah at all. The Rosh just asked, then why is Ravashi only mesupak about chuppah over here, meaning with dafka talking about Tosefes Ksuba over here? We mentioned chuppah 1,000 times in the Masechta, and now here's Rav Ashi going to talk about what if she's pirsan nida. Every single time we mention chuppah, you should talk about what if she's pirsan nida. Does pirsan nida, would it still be chuppah? And the Rosh points out, if you're medaktik basugi, you see that it's pashat that a chuppah's nida works. The whole suffix is only about the umdun of Rav Lozer ben Azariah. Would we assume that he's writing that whether such a chuppah is enough of a reason for him to write that extra Tosefes, because the Yikar Umdana is all about Kiruv Das, about Chibas Bia, so there's no Chibas Bia. But clearly, in general, we would assume that the Chuppah would be Kona, but that's the Shita of Rambam. Rambam holds that Chuppah's Nida is not Kona, that it's an invalid Chuppah. The Mordechai writes that according to the Ri, that the Ri says, better to be Modiyah the Chasim before the Chuppah if she's a Nida. The Rama quotes that in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a Chuppah's Nida, you have to let the Chasim know beforehand. So the Chalkas Mechokik and the Beis Shmuel and the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Sim and Samach Aleph say that maybe even according to the Rambam that Chuppah's Nida doesn't work. Maybe if you let the Chassan know, then it will work. That as long as you're Modiyah the Chassan, it will work. So Chazanish says, what do you mean? According to the Rambam, there's no din Chuppah at all. It's not Shaykh to be Mechalik whether you let him know, whether you don't let him know. If there's a din chuppah, so then you say, okay, the right thing to do is to let him know so he knows what he's getting into. He shouldn't say that it's a toast or anything like that. But if it's not a chuppah to begin with, letting him know is irrelevant. It's not, it simply doesn't have a shame chuppah. Now, according to the Rush, that the suffik is, the Rush would hold that the suffik is lav dafka. We're not even talking about chuppahs nida necessarily. The Rush says, what are we talking about? What does the Gemara say? Ravashi's shayla was, nichlas l'chuppah, upirsa nida. She was nichlas l'chuppah, then later, afterwards, she became a nida. The suffix is, she was, some of the Rishonim say that way. The Rush says the opposite. The Rush says that upirsa nida means, and she was kvar pirsa nida, that she was ready pirsa nida, then she was nichlas l'chuppah, and we paskin that she doesn't get the tosefes based on this suffix. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, okay, if you say that that's the pshat in the Gemara, that it's, she was already pirsa nida, what would be the din if it was the opposite? What would be the din if, not the opposite, what would be the din if she was piercing nida, nichlas al-chuppa, and then she was toveles, and she's no longer a nida, but before he was ever able to have bia with her, he dies. Do we say since she was not royal bia b'shas chuppa, so the Tosefis would only kick in then at bia mamish? Or do we say, no, at that point, you know, it's just like by the chuppah. You don't have to have bia mamish, you just need a chuppah royal labia. So now that she's taura, she's royal labia. Do we say that if chuppah didn't do it, you then need bia in order for Tosefes to apply? Or do we say that no, that all you need is royal labia? So royal labia could happen at chuppah, or it could happen whenever she's tavelis, if she happened to have been tamei at the shas chuppah. That's the suffix of Rabbi Kivei. So the Shevet Sofer points out that the Lashon Rashi is really poshet the suffix. Rashi says upirish mimena umes. Sounds like he dies before she becomes tahora. But if he dies after she becomes tahora, even though they didn't yet have bia, she would already be zocha to the Tosefes. So that Lashon Rashi, that umes, that he dafka dies at that point in time, that Lashon Rashi may be poshet the suffix of Rabbi Kiveger. Okay, vaytu the Gemara. Rabbi Yudo Omer ratza kosev lebesula. So Rabbi Yudo said that if a guy wants, he can write the ksuba to a besula of Masayim, and she'll write back his kabalti mimachmana, that I already got 100, and that's fine. V'sav Rabbi Yudo tekosven shovar. Does Rabbi Yudo hold that we write a shovar, that you're allowed to write a receipt on a ksuba? We said that if part of the chov is paid up, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to write a new shtar for the new amount that accurately reflects how much money is still owed. And it's Rabbi Yossi who says that you write a shovar. So how come in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that she writes to him, "Iskabalti lachmana"? Sounds like she's writing a shovar. Answers Gemara, two answers. Rabbi Yirmiya, kisha shovarta mitocha. Rabbi Yirmiya explains by ksuba, the shovar is written into the actual ksuba document, and therefore that's okay. Since it's in the ksuba itself, you can write the shover. She just writes into the ksuba that I already was mekabel half of it. What's the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't write a shover? Because you don't want the guy to have to watch over his shover. It's a responsibility to protect the shover. But if it's in the shtar ksuba, so she's going to be guarding the shtar ksuba, he's not going to be doing that anyway. Abaye amar afilu tema b'she'in shovar temitocha. Abaye says, no, even if the shover is a separate document, it makes sense by a ksuba to write a shover. Why? Bishlam hasam vade pare dilma mirkas tavarta mapakle shtar vade gavizim nachrina. When it comes to a chov, if the guy paid back part of the chov, it's not fair to make him now have to watch over a shover. What happens if he loses the shover? Now he's going to have to pay the whole chov again, and you're going to collect the same money twice. But hacha vada yavla, over here, are we talking about a case where the husband actually paid up part of the ksuba? That's not what happened. She was just trying to let him off easy. The ksuba is supposed to be Messiah. She was trying to let him off with just 100. So it was just words. She was just saying it's his kabalti. There's not going to be any major injustice where he's going to end up having to pay twice because he never paid the first time. So natre, if he's responsible enough to watch over the shover, good. So let him watch over the shover and he'll save a couple of bucks. And he loved natre, he would have some nafshe. And if he doesn't watch over the shover well enough, well, I mean, well, what more can you do for the guy? You already wrote him a shover that saves him money. He doesn't watch over it. That's his problem. Bishlam Abaye Lomak Rabbi Yirmiya Lo Katani Shavarta Mitocha. I understand why Abaye rejects Rabbi Yirmiya's answer, because it never says Shavarta Mitocha, that there's a Shavar written into the Ksuba. Rabbi Yirmiya, my time Lomak Abaye, why doesn't Rabbi Yirmiya say like Abaye? Gzer Shavar Dahacha to Shavar the Alma. Because he's going to say that we're not going to allow for a Shavar here if we don't normally allow for a Shavar, even though Yerachinami, he didn't actually pay anything over here. We make a Gzerah to keep all Shavros the same. Time with the kasvale, but still, it sounds like the only way this is going to work to take away from the price of the ksuba is if you actually write a shover. Aval al peh lo, but it doesn't work al peh. It doesn't work to just verbally say it. Why won't it work verbally? Isn't this a davar shabamamon? And don't we normally assume that by a davar shabamamon you can make whatever tanai you want? Rabbi Yehuda holds by a davar shabamamon your tanai is kayam. Titanya, for example, we have a brisa. Homerly isha arei mukadeshesli almanas she'en laichalai she'er ksus va'ona. A guy says I'm being mekadesh this woman almanas that I shouldn't have any responsibilities of she'er ksus va'ona. Harezu mukadeshes utano batel divrei meir. Rameir holds mukadeshes, but the tanai is batel. Why is the tanai batel? Because it says masal masha kasa b'torah. That's what the assumption is. Rameir holds this is a masal masha kasa b'torah. Therefore, the tanai is batel. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'davar shabamamon tano kayim. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, that it's a davar shabamamon, and the Tanai is therefore Kayim. The Tanai is therefore binding. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can make a Tanai on any Davar Shebimamon, that it's perfectly fine to make a Tanai on a Davar Shebimamon. So how come when it comes to the Ksuba, which is also Davar Shebimamon, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to put it in writing, you have to put the Shover in writing, making a Tanai is not good enough? And so Mark, Sav Rabbi Yehuda, Ksuba Drabbanan, V'cham Masu Chizik L'Dereim Yosem Mishal Torah. Typically speaking, of course you can make a Tanai on a Davar Shebimamon, because most Davar Shebimamon's L'chiv is Daraisa. But when you're dealing with something that's a chiv drabanan, like suba, the chachamim felt that they needed to make a chizik l'divrayim yosur mishal Torah. They felt that they had to overemphasize the importance of a ksuba to not allow a tanai on the davar shabamamon. So this is a discussion that Rishonim Rashi over here says, when Rabbi says davar shabamamon to know kayim, so what was the case of the braisa? Someone who makes a tanai that he's not going to be chayiv in she'er, ksus, va'ona. So Sharon Ksos, that's Vaday, Davar Shabamamon. What about Ona? Ona's marital relations. Is that called the Davar Shabamamon? So Rashi writes that Rabbi Yehuda means to say, Davar Shabamamon Tano Kayim, that the Tanai is Kayim on She'er and Ksos. Not like Rabbi Meir, who says that even on those things, the Tanai is not Kayim. Meaning Rabbi Meir says the Tanai is Kayim, is battle for all three of those things. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, those of those items that we mentioned, of the three items, those that would fit into the category of Davar Shabamamon are to know Kayim. But Ona is not Davar Shabamamon, so male, it's not to know Kayim. Who argues on that? Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel argues that Ona is also called Davar Shabamamon because any Hana'as Haguf is considered to be Mamon, and she could be Mochel on her Hana'ah. And he brings a Raya from Yerushalmi in Bamatzia, where it says the Din of Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'omer li Isha, Re'a Mukadeshesli, Almanas, She'en Laichalai, She'er, Ksus, Ve'ona, Harezim Mukadeshes. That it says explicitly, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if he makes the Tanai in all three of those things, it's Mukadeshes, and the Yerushalmi is never Mechalik about those elements that are Davar Shabamamon versus Ona. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda assumes, says Rabbeinu Chananel, that Ona is also called a Davar Shabamamon. So there's a lot to discuss over here. We're not going to have time about Masal Mashkos B'Torah and what exactly the nature of this Machlokas Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda is. But bottom line is, what we do see is that Rabbi Yehuda holds, generally speaking, one can make a Tanai on a Davar Shebimamon, but when it's a Dindra Banan, where the Chum want to make a Chizik L'Devreim, Yosef Mishal Tara, then you can't make a Tanai on a Davar Shebimamon. So says Gemara, wait a second, every Dindra Banan, where we're going to make a Chizik L'Devreim, Yosef Mishal Tara, Hare Peros Drabanan, V'lov Dul Rabanan Chizik, the Din of Peros is a Dindra Banan, and the Rabban of Nichse Melug, that Tazma gets the Nichse Melug, that's a Dindra Banan, and the Rabban don't make a Chizik, don't make that stronger than a Dindra Isa. He always gets the peros unless he writes that he doesn't want to get it, that he doesn't need to get it. And we said, you know what kosev means? All he has to do is say it. So you can just make a verbal tanai. I thought a verbal tanai doesn't work on something that's a din derabanan, but peros a derabanan and a verbal tanai seems to work on that. Amar Rabbi, le kol yesh ksuba v'lo le kol yesh peros. It's another exception to the rule of chamasu chizuk le devrayim. Everyone has a ksuba, not everyone has peros, not everyone has a nechsim luk. So milsa de shchich avdu bar rabban le chizuk, milsa lo shchich avdu bar rabban le chizuk. The second exception, that's something that's shchich, something that's common, the rabban will make a chizuk. Something that's not common, the rabban will not make a chizuk. Harei chamarim de shchichi v'lo avdu bar rabban le chizuk. You want to tell me that every common din de rabban we make a chizik yosher mishal Torah? What about the case in Maseches Tamai of the two donkey drivers that come to town and they're coming selling grain, where there's a din derabanan at play? The din derabanan at play, it's a din of Demai, which is a din derabanan, and the rabanan don't make a chizik l'divrei yosher mishal Torah. What's this talking about? It's none. We have a Mishnah in Demai that says as follows: Hachamaran shenichnasu le'ir, people riding on donkeys that come selling grain in a city. Va'amar echad mehen, and one of them says, Sheli chadash v'shel chaveri yashan. My grain is chadash, my friend's grain is yashan. Sheli eino masukan v'shel chaveri masukan. My grain, I didn't take trumas and maestros, but my friend, he's trustworthy. He takes trumas and maestros. Eina manim, you don't believe them. Rashi says, what's he saying about mine is new, the other one is old? I understand masukan, eina masukan. He's trying to say, mine is bad, my friend's is good. The reason we don't believe him, even though he's downgrading his own stuff, is because we assume that they have some sort of deal. People always like to work on the basis of comparison. If you just say, here I have this product, someone might buy it, someone might not buy it. But if you show them two products and one of them is lousy and the other one is not lousy, they'll buy the one that's not lousy because it's so much better. So if you say my stuff is bad and the other one's good, so the other guy is going to do really good business in this town, then you go to the next town and he'll pay you back. And that's the way they're running their business. So that's why we don't trust them. What's the chadash in yashan? Sarash says it's better to have yashan. Old grain means that it's properly dried out and you can grind it up and make good flour. New grain is still too moist, you're not going to be able to make very good flour out of it. Rashi says we're enticed to say, and this is a little bit of a Daf Yomi coincidence, we're a week away from where Chadash and Yashan makes a real difference. The Korban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. So Rashi says we're enticed to say, when we see the words Chadash and Yashan, that we're talking about the Din D'Oraisa of Chadash and Yashan, but he says then it doesn't make any sense. Because first of all, what does it have to Amei? We never have anywhere that Amei Aretz are Chashud on Yashan, that they're on Chadash, that they don't observe the halachas of Chadash. Amei Aretz are Chashud on Demai, Trumas and Maisos, they're Chashud, but on Yashan, we never have anywhere. And also, he's saying Shali Chadash, so he's saying that mine is the, if he would be saying that mine is the worst one, my friend's is the better one. Right, so well, I guess that would fit, right? That would fit with the we don't find, he said, that nechshedu amei aretz, and this is in Maseches Demai, and also the Gemara's answer that Demai hikilu doesn't explain the chadash and yashan part, so it has nothing to do with chadash and yashan. Rashi says Rabbi Yehuda omer ne'amana, but Rabbi Yehuda says they are believed. Apparently, we don't make a chizuk ledevrei milsim mishal Torah, even though it's something that's shchiach. So Rabbi, the Gemara says another exception. Vaday did devrayim of the Rabban al-Chizik. Safik did devrayim lo of the Rabban al-Chizik. The Rabban make a chizik of devrayim yosem mishal Torah on a din that's based in a vaday. But Demai is a din that's based in a safik. The Mishnah says, Rove amai aretz do take maisos. It's only a safik that a significant minority don't. So one that the din that's based in a safik, they're not going to make a chizik of devrayim. Rav amrit bid Demai ikilu. Rav says, in general, by Demai, we're more makil. Ramei ramakol apochis. Then Rameir said that you can never give a basula less than Masayim and Almana less than Mana. Kalapoches afilu betana. Rameir seems to be saying, even with a Tanai, Almak Savar Tano Batal the Isla. Sounds like Rameir holds that if you try to make a Tanai on a Ksuba to make it for less money, that it's the Tanai is going to be Batal, but it shall be entitled to the full amount. But when you say to her that you're only getting 100, she's not going to have Smichas Das, and therefore the Bia is going to be a Bilas Nus. Vashamila the Rameir Domer Kalamasa Mashkos Betor Tano Batel Habit Rabban Tano Kayam. But didn't Rameir say that whenever you make a Tanai against what it says in the Torah, the Tanai is Batel? Sounds like if it's a Din Rabbanan, the Tanai would be Kayam. So how come the Tanai is not Kayam by Ksuba? Isn't Ksuba the Rabbanan? And says Gemara, no, that's it. Because of Rameir, Ksuba the Araisa. Rameir happens to hold Ksuba is the Araisa. Tanya Ramer Rama Kalapachsu Basulum Mesaim Almana Mimana Harezu Bilas Nus. If you give a Basul any less than 200 Almana any less than 100, it's a Bilas Nus. Rabbi Yossi Omer Rashai. Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to. Rabbi Yudah Meratza Kosel Basul Sharsha Mesaim Vikosavasos Kabalti Machmana Almana Mana Vikosavasos Kabalti Machamishim Zuz. Rabbi Yudah says, like you said in our Mishnah, she could write, I already got some of the money. Vesam Rabbi Yossi Rashai. Rabbi Yossi holds you're allowed to give less than the Mana Mesaim. Or a Minhi, I'll ask you a Stira. You're not allowed to designate metaltlin to pay a ksuba because of tikuna olam. We're afraid that the metaltlin is going to be lost or go down in value, and it's not going to end up covering the cost of the ksuba. What sort of tikuna olam is this? It's not a set amount of there's no set amount of money. It goes up and down, so sometimes it's going to be less than the value. So that's the tikuna olam. Tanakama also said that we don't do it. So it's elulav hachi kamer. No, what's the machlokas over here? This is what it means to say. Bamedvar mamur b'shalo kibel alav achrayus. That the whole issue is only if the husband is not mekabel achrayus in case it gets lost. Aval kibel alav achrayus osin. Tanakama would hold that you can designate metalton to pay for ksuba so long as the husband is mekabel achrayus. Vas Rabbi Yossi lemeimer ki kibel alav achrayus amai osin valo in ksuvinu pochsin. Rabbi Yossi comes along and says it's not only about it getting lost; it's about it going down in value. Value as well. So even if he's mekabel achrayus, I'm still not satisfied because these metaltlin go down in value. Well, hashu ma'asum didilma pachsi chayish Rabbi Yossi hacha devade kapachsal lokolshkein. So what's Rabbi Yossi saying? Don't designate metaltlin to the ksuba because the metaltlin may ultimately be worth less than 200. And now Rabbi Yossi is going to tell you that you could say meyikara, I'm giving you less than 200. He's worried about the maybe it's going to be less than 200. To vada give less than 200? And it's gemara hachi ashri. You can't compare the two. Hasam lo yada tachil. If she knows meikara, she's getting less than 200, she's mocheles. But if you designate metalton, she thinks she's getting the full 200, so she doesn't know that she's getting less, and therefore she's not mocheles.